This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Cure, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners. Advancing medicines to improve lives.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve. Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for 7 with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. Our professional technicians have years of experience. We use the highest quality tools and equipment, and we have the resources to get the job done right the first time. You might think that would cost more, but it doesn't. It saves you time, saves you worry, and ultimately saves you money. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 804-888-8888.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, TheSaber.com, Canal Capital Management, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Jeff McDonald & Associates, Maxwell & Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, James River Air, and Oaklea Press. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 16, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Good evening, Wahoos and ACC fans. It's a big night. It's a pretty night. It's kind of warm. It's almost like an Indian summer.
It is. We probably could use a little rain here pretty soon, but it's going to be a beautiful week.
Or a nice cold beer.
Well, that would work, too.
Okay, I'm just trying to get you on the right track.
We've always threatened to do that and have not done so.
Well, we were told that we couldn't drink in the studio, which has been a big bummer. But anyway, big show tonight. We've got some awesome guests. Dr. Bobby Call joins us in the first segment. Bobby was a former UVA walk-on defensive back on the football team, and it was pretty awesome to hear him playing on the radio back in the day because I had played against him in high school, and it was kind of cool.
You said you dominated him, right?
I did not.
Oh.
I'm just glad he never
just hit. Kidding, Bobby.
He never hit me. If he'd hit me, I'd probably still be in a coma. And in our second segment, we've got Dr. O, Kwadwo Owusu-Achau of Ortho Virginia.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, well, you can't do it. Anyway, in our third segment, we've got Jimmy Miller, former UVA basketball star and now the color analyst on the Virginia Radio Network broadcast of the basketball games. So, hey, we do have some good news, and we want to remind people right now, the next three shows are at 5 o'clock. So next week, our guests are Ray Savage, Terry Gates, and Dr. Jody Smith, but we'll be on at 5 o'clock.
Drive time.
Yeah, baby.
So make sure you tune in. And as Frank pointed out, three consecutive weeks. Next week, which is surprising because I think it's a VCU scrimmage or exhibition game or something that RNL is broadcasting. And then election eve and then the Monday after election. All at 5 o'clock.
So, major change in the schedule. Anyway, tonight, have we got Bobby on the line? Oh, good. Bobby, you there?
You bet. I'm here. Thank you, guys.
Mr. Clinical Research Partners himself. Bobby, the football team went down to Clemson, and for some brief shining moments in the first half, shortly after the end of the first quarter, I think Virginia was actually ahead 10-7.
That is correct, yes.
Or No.
That was exciting. Yeah. You know, that's a difficult place to play in. When we went down there, they had
it was
a
probably
great
10-3.
Team.
10-3.
And we lost 17-7. But, it's a great place. It's a great venue. We started out really well. You know, I think their overall size and speed got the best of us over time. I was somewhat disappointed in the defensive back coverage. I don't know why those Clemson guys receivers were so open. They had plenty of time to throw the ball.
Just too much time, and they're just too fast. Virginia lost Clary, the safety opposite Sanker, and Sanker has always played better when Clary is back there. And
yeah.
Clary is a better cover guy. Sanker is a better tackler. And, Sanker is like a guided missile. If the other team is throwing short, he comes up and drills somebody. Or if they try to run a pitch play or a draw play, Sanker, you know, or a bubble screen or something, he smells that in advance and gets out there and nails him. But without Cleary, he seems to be trying to do too much, in my opinion. But anyway, on with the show.
Cleary kind of holds down the defense. You know, it's kind of like with him in there, I think everybody plays better. He makes everybody look better.
Well,
because he's a quality athlete.
Now, did we have any sacks in the game at all? I can't remember.
I don't recall. And I was worried about that. I was worried about Virginia's offensive line production. I was worried about Virginia's defensive line ability, you know, their ability to put pressure on Cade Klubnik, and they really didn't. I mean, I don't remember when.
No.
There were one or two plays where they chased him around, and he got free and threw 25-yard pass completions. But
And I think, you know, as far as our QB goes, it had to be Calandria, because those defensive linemen, they were just attacking, and somebody had to be able to be really quick to to escape that. And then obviously, you know, the first down he got and then the touchdown pass, those were tremendous. I think Musket did a good job when he came in, but then he was facing the second stringers. They put the second string defense in, but kind of kept the first string offense, so they kind of kept that lead. But it was exciting. I mean, you know, one stop and a score, and we're almost in it. So it was almost close. You know what I mean? It was definitely, there was hope there that we'd get somewhere in that second half.
Well,
especially being a second half
second
team.
Quarter. I would say this: in the second quarter, Virginia lost the edge. They played very well until about the middle of the second quarter, and you just have to recognize the fact Clemson's a top 10 team.
Yeah, I think we were overmatched to some degree.
I will give Tony Elliott and his staff had a marvelous game plan.
Because
to start the game, Virginia did quite well, and they did well enough that the refs were throwing all the flags on Clemson. And Clemson was nervous.
Well, you would think Elliott is familiar with Clemson's schemes.
Yes.
Having been there for about 10 years and played there.
Unfortunately, at halftime, once again, against a strong opponent, Virginia did not come up with good changes in their plans and so forth.
The third quarter ended the game. It got to be 38 to 10.
They scored 28 straight points in the third quarter, and the game ended. I will say this. One thing Tony Elliott and his staff have got to learn how to do, they've got to figure out how to go into halftime and make positive adjustments.
And they've done it. I mean, you know, I think they did it against Boston College.
That's it. They didn't do it against Maryland.
Almost came through on Louisville, but that just didn't work out.
What's the old line?
I agree.
You are what you are. By the way, we're visiting with Dr. Bobby Call, who's a former defensive back for the Virginia Cavaliers. 4-3 at this point in time, and obviously a huge game Saturday at noon, Scott Stadium against the Tar Heels. Virginia is a 5-point favorite. Bobby, how do you break down the game against the Heels?
Well, the question is, who's going to show up, really? You know, is it a UNC team that lost to JMU 70-50, or, you know, is it going to be a team that's going to, you know, play like a winner? So I think that's the big deal. You know, we got to do what we're good at, you know, and if we can get any kind of running game going, that'll only help the pass. You know, and hopefully the question will be who's healthy for us. You know, that's a big question.
Well, I can tell you this: I don't think that Mikhail Boley is anywhere close to 100%, and he got bull rushed and he got beaten around the edge. And your left tackle can't be a liability. They better put Whitmer back in there. Whitmer will do fine against Carolina. Looking at the schedule, Carolina, I believe, is 3-4, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And this is a bad Carolina team. They're playing their third and fourth quarterbacks. Their offense is a mess. It's they don't know what they're doing.
You wonder what the emotional state of the Carolina team is.
Well, I think they know that Mac Brown should have retired last year.
Yeah.
And we just have to come out – firing like Georgia did against Texas. You know, we got to be hitting on all cylinders from the get go. And really, I think
dude, if they do that, I'll buy you dinner.
Well, you know, Bobby,
like Jordan, always... you compared the you hope they're going to fire on all cylinders like Georgia. I mean, Georgia's got horsepower, dude.
Well, they're good. But Texas is not too shabby either.
Yes.
But Carolina, you know, if we jump on them early, given the way their year is going, they might pack it up and we might be able to escape without having to worry too much at the end of the game. But this is clearly just a huge game for the program and Coach Elliott and the team, because after this we have a week off, a bye week or whatever they call it. But then four games against at Pitt, at Notre Dame, SMU at home, and at Virginia Tech. We'll probably be underdog in all four of those games.
All of them. Yeah. Absolutely.
SMU has turned out to be much better than people thought.
They really have.
Pitt has lost yet?
They have won. I'm not sure they have.
I think
they're undefeated.
I think Pitt is still undefeated.
Still undefeated.
Now,
so.
I will say this about Pitt. I don't think Pitt has had the most strenuous schedule,
and they've had some close calls.
So
the hope is if you can get the game Saturday and get to 5, maybe somehow you can steal one of those last four and become bowl eligible, and that would be a terrific year if they do that.
So, Bobby, I'm gonna throw this out there to you. In our upcoming games, let's see here. In the upcoming games, Virginia plays an underachieving Carolina team, and then they have the bye week. It is essential they get this fifth win this Saturday. They're favored by 5. I think I agree with Hobbo. If they come out and play good, smart, heady football like they have been of late and get to halftime with the lead, I think they'll be all right. The bye week is crucial to get everybody healthy. Then Virginia travels to Pitt. The following week they travel to Notre Dame. Then they host SMU, and then they travel to VPI. In this stretch of games, clearly Pitt and VPI are the games that will be nail-biters. Virginia will be hard-pressed to make Notre Dame break a sweat, and hopefully somehow they can, corral the Mustangs. But I'm afraid the Mustangs are much better than people thought.
SMU is pretty good.
Yeah,
I think you're right. I agree with you. We got to get on top of SMU. UNC, and hopefully they'll kind of self-destruct, like they really beat themselves against JMU, and then just hope we get one out of the last four games.
Well,
the
other thing is Carolina had a 21-point lead against Duke and lost. Trust me, for Carolina fans and alumni, that was the kick in the teeth.
Well, that hurt.
I think they were shocked at JMU. But to lose to Duke after having that big lead, I watched that entire second half, and I couldn't believe it.
Well, clearly Carolina's defense is porous.
Yes, and their offense just is...
not firing on all cylinders either.
Is Jekyll and Hyde.
The nice thing is we've got some good offensive weapons, and hopefully, our offensive line can protect Calandria, or he can scramble effectively.
Yes.
Well, the good news is the students are back. I think the weather's supposed to be ideal, like low 70s and dry. So no reason why we shouldn't have a decent crowd on Saturday.
Listen, they should be able to get 45,000 or more for this game. It's the oldest rivalry in the South, period.
Let's hope so, because last game – that was embarrassing.
Why didn't UVA reschedule the fall break? Because
I agree.
To host a game as important as Louisville and not to have the students there was a huge breakdown in everything you could expect from a university. And
it was a homecoming.
Yeah,
was
that
homecoming.
I thought homecoming was the weekend before fall break. Yeah,
who
ever heard of homecoming the week before fall break? That's right.
It doesn't make any sense.
Bobby, we have 2 minutes. I'm going to ask you, what do you think the three keys are for Virginia's defense against Carolina this coming Saturday at high noon?
It's going to be certainly, the pass defense starting sort of as a backup. They can't get beat deep. They can't get easy plays thrown over their head. That's just so demoralizing. And then they're going to have to put a rush on the quarterback. I think that's crucial. And I think calling, you know, the stunts, that's going to be crucial. When do you blitz? Who do you blitz? You know, corner. You know, Cam Robinson is such an athlete. He played really well against Clemson.
He had a marvelous interception in the first half. That was,
oh my God.
You know, he ran out there to cut off the quarterback who was on the rollout, and he saw that the defensive lineman was in good position, so he drifted back, and when the quarterback tried to loop it over his head, he had already dropped back another 4 or 5 yards. He made a brilliant interception, which led to the touchdown and gave Virginia
the 10-3 lead.
The 10-3 lead, essentially.
Yeah. It's too bad he just didn't run that one in. You know, that quarterback got him. That would have been even better, but that was a great play. But I think, you know, pass defense, you know, defensive line play and stunting with those linebackers and whatnot in the front, I think that's going to be the key. Can they win it in the trenches? That'll be the big question.
Bobby, we're going to have to leave it there. We thank you for your support and obviously your contribution tonight. We hope you have a great evening, sir.
Thanks so much, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Bobby. All right, we're going to go to break now. We'll be back with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report with Dr. Rose. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth. Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. The Saber.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air.
What does it take to be a professional technician? Years of experience, dedication to the job, the willingness to listen, the skills to get the job done, and the confidence to guarantee results. It takes a lot to be a professional, but it doesn't take much to find one. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Segment 2 tonight. Our good friends at Ortho Virginia have sponsored the injury report since 2019. That's not true. 2009.
I was going to say, they've been with us from day one. Now, Dr. O has a...
2009.
Dr. O is relatively new to the party here several years.
He was back in school then.
I know. He was probably still in med school when we started. You know, and it's kind of sad.
He didn't know a kneecap from a thigh bone.
You know, I always knew how long we had been on the air because our years and Tony Bennett's years were the same, and now it's going to be different. He didn't...
It's unbelievable that we're going to outlast Tony Bennett.
Hard to believe. Yes. Hey, Dr. O, how are you, sir?
All right, fellas. What's going on? How we doing?
You know, I was going to ask you a quick question.
Time out. Before you get into all that, we have to congratulate you. The Demon Deacons, excuse me.
Oh.
The Blue Devils.
The Blue Devils stomped Florida State,
your team, and you deserve a high five. What do you guys like, 6-1?
I think it's the first time they ever beat Florida State.
At home, maybe.
We're having a great standout season.
6-1.
I appreciate you recognizing greatness.
Manny Diaz is in the running for Coach of the Year in the ACC. He's done a terrific job.
I think he's got the players on some kind of juice. There's something going on there.
Hey, but back to the Virginia players. One of our receivers, Trell Harris, has missed a few weeks, and apparently he elected to have surgery to remove a minor bone fragment in the knee. I'm sure you've done that type of procedure. What's involved, and how soon will he likely be back?
Yeah, well, you know, it kind of depends on where that knee fragment is located. Now, you know, if it's something that's inside the joint, it could likely be an arthroscopic surgery where you're going in through tiny little holes with a small camera, kind of getting that thing out of there. In which case, the recovery shouldn't be too bad because there's not a lot of muscle involved, not a lot of injury to the soft tissue. So you can see him back in nothing but a few weeks, as long as he gets enough strength to build it back up.
Are you all right, Dr. O? Sounds like you got a cold or
something. Sounds like you're fighting a cold there.
You know, we're going to have to send the medical crew out to your house.
You might need some Zycam or something. What's going on here?
Well, I mean, someone took my voice. I'm trying to get it back now.
Oh. You got to be
careful. Well, you have small children, don't you?
I used to
refer to my grandkids as bioterrorists because every time I was around them, I got sick.
Man, what I really need is some local honey or something like that. I think that will clear that right up.
Well, we'll only keep you for a few minutes to rest your voice. You need to be able to talk to your patients.
Dr. O, the other player that we were wondering about is Chris Tyree. I think he finally got to play a little bit against Clemson.
Yes.
No, he wears jersey number 4, and he usually lines up in the slot on offense. But he had a groin injury, and he's still not himself. It's obvious to me he's moving at about, I don't know, 60% of his ability. Have you ever dealt with an athlete that was battling a groin pull?
Yeah, man, these groin injuries can be frustrating. And as a matter of fact, I was just at a national hip conference this past weekend, and we were all discussing how bad that can be. You know, up to 70% of athletes can have a tough time getting back to their previous level with these groin injuries. And the big thing is that muscle that goes up from your knee up to your pubis in the middle of your midsection, the adductor, is really what gets injured and takes a long time to heal.
All right, Dr. O, where was the conference? Tell us the truth. Was it in Honolulu? Where was this conference?
Oh, man, just in D.C., man.
Oh, okay, D.C. All right. Well, that was work then. Okay.
I hope Ortho Virginia paid you to go there. You go to D.C., that's an expensive place just to drive by. One thing we want to do, we want to thank you, and we want to thank Ortho Virginia. We also want to invite you once again, based upon a conversation you and I had this past summer. We want you to come in studio.
Absolutely. I still haven't met Dr. Rowe. I missed him when he came in to record his ad.
He's playing hard to get.
I know.
I tell you, again, congratulations on your Blue Devils. And they have an amazing season. They got SMU this weekend. This is going to be a tough game.
It is, man. It is. But, I mean, I think we have the grit and the know-how to do it. And we're kind of riding high as it goes momentum. So, you know, give us thoughts and prayers, man.
Well, I hope you can find some Cowboys that can wrangle those Mustangs. All right, we're going to let you go.
Thank you, Doctor.
And thank you again. All right, we had to break here. We got Jimmy Miller coming up next to talk a little UVA basketball and obviously the resignation of one Dr. Tony Bennett. So stay with us. Who's Talking continues shortly.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest-growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student-athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners. Advancing medicines to improve lives.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99. Or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either 2 or 3 of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's big ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, you gotta love it. R.E.M. We're back. Who's Talking? Segment 3 tonight. We've had a lot of fun tonight. A lot of fun with Bobby Call and Dr. O. And now we have a real character, sometimes referred to by Terry Gates as Dan Merrifield, even though his real name is Jimmy Miller.
Jimmy Miller, the Magic Man.
The Magic Man. I saw Jimmy put on a couple of magic shows, and he is...
He's gifted.
He is talented.
He's a very gifted magician.
Blew my mind.
No, unfortunately, that's his only gift. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, Jimmy, how are you?
I thought I was better, I'll take whatever intro you give me. I like to be compared to Dan Merrifield. He was a great, great teammate and roommate my first year. I'll take the compliments on the Magic Man as well.
Well,
I'm doing
well,
thanks.
The big thing, Jimmy, was a regional MVP back in the day in 1984.
Oh, yeah, you had a hell of a stretch of games there.
Virginia's trip to the Final Four.
I remember that vividly, and I said, Mr. Princeton, West Virginia is on fire.
Absolutely.
You couldn't miss a shot, and you made so many good passes. I was like, who is this guy?
Passes. I never heard that term.
Well, Hobbo, you didn't know how to pass.
You know, but,
Hobbo also didn't know how to practice either.
Well, I didn't practice. Who cares? Hey, let's ask you the first question. Were you as surprised as the rest of us, or had you sort of had an inkling that Tony might retire prematurely?
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, I was shocked like everybody else that probably outside of his immediate circle, it was stunning. When the news came out, I don't know about you guys, but it'll be, I think for me in the short period and maybe longer, kind of one of those things where you remember where you were when, like
I
the
agree.
Space Shuttle Challenger in January of 86. I know exactly where I was. The events of 9/11, in 2001. And I can remember exactly where I was, obviously, when this news came out.
When I first saw it on my phone, I thought it was what Donald Trump refers to as fake news. I wasn't sure it was true, and then Frank called or text, and the next thing I know, we're getting a message from Bakker saying we're going to have a press conference Friday morning. So tell me about the aftermath about this. How much is this going to impact the season? And tell our listeners a little bit about Coach Sanchez, because you obviously know him better than we do.
Well, the first part of that remains to be seen. I think anytime there's a change at leadership, right, there's the element of the unknown. And as much as we all kind of recognized and knew what to expect from Coach Bennett and a Coach Bennett-led team, there are going to be some nuances that I'm sure are going to be different, and we can get into those perhaps. But the moving forward, it's just going to be different in the way kids are communicated to, how kids communicate to coaching staff, to decisions on rotations, all those things, game management. And that all being said, you got a new person, and Ron Sanchez is first of all, he is a fantastic man. His family, we've gotten to know their kids, are dear friends. And if I know him, and I've not had a chance to speak to him since this news came out, this is an opportunity. And right, it's going to be, those are big shoes to fill. But if there's anybody that was as close to Coach Bennett and his philosophical approach, his demeanor, the moral compass, all those things, Ron Sanchez is terrific in all those. And now he's going to have the opportunity, albeit it's going to be different, to make the best of this situation.
Well, clearly he's the interim coach, and whether he becomes the permanent coach will probably depend on how this year unfolds. I don't know. I don't know if you were at the scrimmage Saturday against VCU. From the reports, he didn't go particularly well. Now, maybe under the circumstance, it's understandable. But why don't you just, I know you were at the blue-white scrimmage. Tell us, have you been to any practices?
Yeah, so I have been to a few practices. I hope to get to a few more between now and, say, November 6th. So I've got a few weeks left to do that. I was at the blue-white scrimmage, and I was not at the scrimmage against VCU. It was closed, and closed to even the likes of us. So I only read about kind of the same thing that you referenced, Jim, and I would say, broadly speaking, from what I have seen, I think of a couple of things, and one, offensively, on the offensive end, I think they're going to be better shooters. There's going to be better shooting all the way around at four or five spots versus just being keyed in on, say, like Isaac McNeely last year and forcing him to go off the line and then kind of taking that look away and nobody else being able to step up. I think this team has that potential. So on paper, we're going to be better shooters than we were a year ago. I think there's going to be more athleticism, particularly on the wing positions, in this offensive scheme. And again, at all five positions. So you got the likes of an Elijah Saunders, who's transferring in from San Diego State at 6'8 and probably 240. But in that blue-white scrimmage, I saw him step out behind the line and knock down some three-pointers. So that's going to really stretch the floor for opposing teams of having to send, if Virginia were to play, for example, a smaller lineup, a guy like Elijah Saunders could play a four or a five. And that could hopefully cause problems for the opposing team's big man if they're bigger than we are. So that's one side. I think the second piece that still is a big question mark for me will be on the defensive end. And because prior to Thursday's announcement, everybody that I talked to said that defensively they weren't going to compromise, right? So they were still going to be playing that pack line, really tough-nosed defense that they've been known for historically during Tony Bennett's era. So changes there, but how long with this nucleus of new guys coming in that are going to have to step up and play right away? You'd hear Coach Bennett reference connectivity, and that's the question mark that I would have had defensively coming into this year. And now certainly with Coach Bennett not being there, what adjustments, if any, does Coach Sanchez and his staff make as a result?
Let me jump in here real quick. Jimmy, I got a copy of the box score from Saturday's scrimmage, and I want to thank one of our listeners who I think I need to keep anonymous so they don't get in trouble.
But I was going to say, some
anyway,
secret information.
I'm just going to tell you that neither Isaac McNeely or Day-Day Ames played, and they figure to be starters. And so,
yeah. Well, certainly McNeely does.
Listen, Ames is the point guard, homie.
We'll see.
It is not Rode. Don't give me that.
Well, it could be Worley. They may use him at the point. We'll find out.
I think Worley is sort of can play any three positions. But Sharma was 1 of 10, and that's a little alarming since he was supposed to be some great shooter. TJ Power was 0 for 6. Brody was his typical 1 of 3. Kofi was 3 of 6, which is not bad. Murray only took one shot, and he made it. Blake Buchanan, one shot, and he made it. Orley was 1 of 2. Elijah Sanders, 6 of 11. And Jacob Kofi was 3 of 6. Those were the highlights. Now, I'm a little surprised that we haven't heard anything about Ames or McNeely. Have you heard anything?
No, I only read. I was not as fortunate as you to get any kind of box score or any inside intel to that quote unquote closed scrimmage. But I did read where two or three guys did not play, of which you referenced. And so, in a team that's going to really have to try to find their identity, like those guys, you figure are going to play a role in some way, shape, or form in the success of this team this year. And by not having them play early really kind of puts pressure probably on those other guys.
And they're just not ready for that. I mean, McNeely is the most reliable veteran returning in terms of understanding what his contributions will be, particularly on offense. And Ames is the big NIL money winner on this team, I'm told. I'm told that Ames was given, this is through another source entirely, that he got the biggest chunk of money of the newcomers. So why are they not playing? And I think we got...
That could be a little thing. You know, they were all at the press conference on Friday morning, so I don't... If it's a little something, they may just have held them out as a precaution. I don't think it's anything serious. But I would say you got 5 transfers, you got 2 incoming first years, you got 2 redshirt freshmen. That's a lot of new pieces, and now you add a new head coach. Jimmy, that's a lot to sort out here early on in the season, and in game 3 they have to play Villanova, so they got to figure out some things quickly, don't they?
Well, you hit the nail on the head, Jim. I mean, really, there are so many moving parts. And, you know, I was really optimistic coming into this season to see how Coach Bennett could bring all these new pieces together. And whatever we would see in early November and December, we all know would look differently in February and hopefully early March, right? And we'd see that improvement as these guys learned how to play together and the being connected on the defensive end. And I'm really curious, so what tweaks offensively have we made that will be different? And I do think, and I have not, Ron Sanchez hasn't told me this, nor anybody else, but I do think that we will see some things offensively that will be different than, you know, what we saw from a year ago, both from a roster standpoint and playing time. You got your nine guys deep now, or maybe even 10, depending on who you look at. And so now finding opportunities for those guys, and the philosophical approach. So playing with more tempo, pushing more to create fast break and secondary break opportunities, and getting better looks earlier in the shot clock and the half court sets, right? Those are all things that I think we're going to see more of this year. And how does that convert? Well, that remains to be seen.
Well, it's going to be interesting because beyond Villanova, that tournament you're going to down in the Bahamas has Tennessee and Baylor, both of whom I think are supposed to be pretty good this year. So some of the competition in November is going to test any team, particularly one trying to figure some things out. But Jimmy, we probably let you go. Clearly, we're going to have you back as the season unfolds, because there are going to be a lot of questions that maybe you can help us answer. But we thank you for your time tonight, and we'll look forward to seeing you soon.
Thanks, guys, for having me.
Thank you, Jimmy.
All right, Jimmy Miller with us. We're going to go. We got our last segment tonight, the Olympic news, and we'll take a look at the ACC football schedule this weekend. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience. The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. There are lots of things that can go wrong with a heating and cooling system. We've seen them all. Whether you're installing a new system or servicing an old one, we have the professional technicians to get the job done right. Guaranteed, or your money back. Don't worry if things go wrong with your system. Relax, knowing we'll make it right. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, TheSaber.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest-growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank. where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Who's Talking is back. Final segment tonight, and we're going to go immediately to the TGI Fridays Olympic Sports Report. And we want to say right now, our sports report is brought to you by our friends at the 3 Area RVA Fridays. There's a new lunch menu, the new happy hour, same great bar, and essentially... in here, it's always Fridays.
And thank goodness for that. And we said earlier, don't forget, next week's show starts at 5 o'clock. And
5 o'clock?
That'll be the case for the next 3 shows because of...
Man, who scheduled this nonsense?
VCU and Virginia Tech basketball conflicts. But on the Olympic front, the volleyball team defeated Duke. Unfortunately,
yes,
following that, they lost to North Carolina. So they split 2 matches this week. The number 3 field hockey team won twice. They defeated Syracuse and Miami of Ohio, so they continue to excel. Unfortunately, the women's soccer team did drop their game at Florida State. The men's soccer team really starting to come on strong. They had a win against American on Tuesday night, and then they beat Syracuse on Saturday night. And we want to recognize our athlete of the week, none other than...
And she is a superstar.
Yeah, she's an Olympic medalist many times over, but Gretchen Walsh set a world record and 4 American records in a swim meet against Florida this past week. So she's just amazing.
What was the discipline that she broke the world record?
I knew you were going to ask that. You caught me off guard here.
Think swimming pool.
It's a big short course. I'll get that here.
We'll get that.
We also have to take a look at the old football schedule here. Starting on Thursday night, ESPN, the Syracuse Orange travel to Pittsburgh to play the, I think we figured out there, the undefeated Pitt Panthers at this stage.
Yes, the Panthers, I believe, are 6-0. They had a bye this past weekend. They should be fresh. I see Pitt winning this game. I'm trying to find... What is the... okay, Pitt is favored by 6 points. I'm going to say that Pitt will cover this game and win by a touchdown. Pitt's quarterback is the key to their team. He's proven to be a good runner and a better passer than people expected, and I think they're going to need it.
To go back, Gretchen Walsh's world record came in a time trial for the 100-meter individual medley. So
unbelievable.
That was the world record.
She's crazy good.
She's unbelievable. Friday night, the Louisville Cardinal traveled to Boston to play the BC Eagles.
And Louisville is favored by 7 points. And I think they're going to somehow pull out a victory. Although I wouldn't be shocked if Castellanos has the game of his life for the Eagles and upsets them. Either way, I think that game is a fourth quarter game, and you might stay away from that one. That's a game I'd stay away from.
Let's go through these next 2 real quick. Georgia Tech at Virginia Tech. I assume the Hokies hold serve there. Do you agree with that?
So, hold time out. The key to this game, VPI is favored by 10.5. That's assuming that the quarterback for Georgia Tech will not play. His name is King. I'm predicting that he'll find a way to come out of that locker room dressed to play. It's too big a game for him. And if he plays, Georgia Tech is a different game. And I don't think VPI can cover that spread. They may win the game, which I wouldn't be surprised. But I think that quarterback, he's tough.
And here's a game that used to be really important. Now it seems meaningless. Florida State at Miami.
All right. So
Florida State 1-6 on the season.
Traditionally, Florida State and Miami, you know, it's a junkyard dog type of game that comes down to the wire. This game will not. I think Miami is favored by 21 points, and they will cover the spread. Cam Ward is just too good. They're 7-0. The fan base will be jacked sky high. It's a home game there for the Hurricanes, and they will win that game. Miami is threatening to go to the college football playoff.
Yeah, it could happen. SMU at Duke, maybe the biggest game on the schedule this weekend from the standings standpoint.
Well, SMU is favored by 12 points, which means Las Vegas doesn't think Duke is going to be competitive on their home field. I have a bad feeling about this game for the Dukies. I think SMU basically tramples them. They'll cover that spread.
All right, the game of the week from our standpoint, North Carolina comes to Scott Stadium, 12 o'clock Saturday.
Oldest rivalry in the South. I think they've played 120 some times. Cavaliers are favored by 5 points. I think Virginia covers the spread. They win going away with a big game from Calandria. And, you know, I think the team showed a lot of backbone down there at Clemson. Could have easily rolled over, and they did not. And Musket came in, and if Calandria is not getting the job done in this game, I wouldn't be surprised if Tony Elliott trots Musket out there to rally the troops, because he's a fifth-year quarterback.
Yeah, this game is
too important.
This is a program game, so please come out to the stadium. It's supposed to be a beautiful day Saturday, a noon kickoff. You can go to the game, still get home, and have dinner at home. Don't forget next week's show. It's at 5 o'clock. We have former he is an NFL guy, Ray Savage. Terry Gates will be in to talk a little hoop, and our friend Dr. Jody Smith with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report.
Thanks for listening. It's been a fun show. Go Hoos. Beat the Heels.
Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Monday at 5 o'clock. Tune in.
Go Hoos.
Go Hoos.
All right, let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.